people keep asking me, how are you doing? How's life? How are you feeling? I'm fat and shattered, Mandy. I'm fat and fucking shattered. We're all feeling fat and shattered. That's how I'm feeling.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
That's boring. That's the same old, same old. You know what you want to do? You got to raise her a dick into your head. That's what the girls are looking for. The actual size. You have to say maybe smaller than appears in a mirror. You know what I'm saying, guys? By the way, if you don't have the kind of hair that can be long, you are absolutely most fucked-est. I'm just letting you know.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Other Kin Otters and Oddities, Tina. Best to you, Tina.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us. We're here. We're here. That's
Donut.
All I gotta say is that we're here. Chrissy is not here, as you may have noticed, since I said Tina, not Chrissy. And for those of you who haven't heard, Chrissy is out with a family health emergency. I think that's what I should say. It's all I can say right now. But it's serious, and Chrissy needs to take some time away from the microphone, and we support her 1,000%. We look forward to her coming back, and she will be back, and we love her very much. We love her family. We're sending all the love in the world over to the Hoadley family as they deal with some very serious health issues. So that's it. Makes me sad when I think about it, actually.
Yes.
Yeah. Makes me sad when I think about it, and I hope that I hope there's hope. That's all I got to say. When you lose hope, there's no more hope to hope about.
That's
right?
It.
That's what I have to say. As my dad used to say, you can date a banana doesn't mean you know how to make banana bread. My dad didn't say that. I just made that up in my head.
I was pondering it.
My dad wouldn't say something like that. That's not my dad's style. My dad's very dry.
Yes.
Yes. You've known my dad for
about as long
as I have. Yeah. Actually, you might know my dad better than I do. I'm not sure.
I absolutely love your dad.
My dad would take in all the randoms.
Yes.
All the strangers. Remember, what was that? There was another young lady who used to run, Mousy?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Mousy?
I do.
My dad would take in, I remember Mousy one time came, she became a model, right?
She tried.
Okay. So I remember she had a lookbook one time,
mm-hmm.
and she brought the lookbook over Thanksgiving. So parents are divorced.
No, that was mine.
No, that wasn't your lookbook.
I'm pretty sure it was.
The lookbook where you were topless?
I wasn't topless.
Okay, so I think this is why it's somebody else's.
You could definitely see my midsection.
Okay.
And it appeared as if.
You were topless?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There was an actual.
It was artsy.
Is that what the photographer said?
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Well, I may or may not have been topless. It was just for the lookbook, the way it was artistically crafted.
Yes.
Appeared that maybe there was a fuzzy sweater.
Oh, okay. So, but were you or were you not topless when the picture was taken?
I was.
Of course, because that's how they get you, right?
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
We're going to leave that there.
I remember, I'll tell the story about Mousy in a second, but I remember when you were doing modeling, Kevin decided he wanted to do modeling, my twin brother.
Yes.
And so we got hooked up with some character who was having an open casting call, and we went to this open cast, and the guy also said, oh yeah, you should come too, you know, and so Kevin and I went. It was an open casting call at a random office in a random office building somewhere not in Atlanta, Georgia, like somewhere out in the suburbs. And we go there, and there's like 20 guys, 20 girls crowded in this waiting room, and we get in there, and the guy takes a few photographs, talks a minute, and then he says, I think you're perfect material for the next Calvin Klein ad. All we have to do is get you headshots, lookbook, some clothing, a hairstyle, camp cards. It's only going to be $6,000. Can you do this? Can you commit to $6,000 today? And I was like, no, why am I paying you? I thought we were going to have the next Calvin Klein model. I thought I was going to be rich by Tuesday. And he's like, well, if you can't afford $6,000, I do have the $3,000 package. You know, it's not going to be as good. It's likely you're not going to do Calvin Klein. It'll probably be Walmart ads, but you can do it. I don't have $3,000. I'm not paying you $3,000.
No way.
But there were plenty of people in the room who did. And that
It's a racket.
It's a racket. It's a fucking racket. Having a friend who spent a lot of time in the actual modeling business, in an actual modeling agency, you don't pay.
You don't
They pay you.
That's correct.
That's how that works. So just remember, when you get approached at the local mall, and listen, there are plenty of stories. I think Kate Moss got approached at a local mall.
Was an airport.
An airport. And then, you know, Heidi Klum got approached out, you know, her mom got approached out in a thing by a talent scout. It happens.
It happens. It happened to my friend's kids. Yeah.
But if you don't look like Heidi Klum or Kate Moss,
Chances are
that what they're doing is
taking your money,
running you for a train. That's what they're doing. They want your money. That's right.
Yep.
So this girl comes in Thanksgiving night. I just will never forget this. And she's got this lookbook and she's showing everybody what she's up to and what she's done and how she's done it and da 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 da. And she's flipping through the book and there is a picture of her topless, right? And I just never forget how interested my dad became in that lookbook all of a sudden. Oh, these are wonderful. These are
beautiful
wonderful. Flip
pictures.
Back to that picture with your boobs. That's just beautiful. Look at that. And I always thought to myself, Dad, that's creepy. Yes. And can you flip back to the topless picture, please?
Can we take this to the other room where my dad isn't sitting?
Can I take a picture of this to memorialize the picture that you took of this picture? Is that possible? Okay. There's something running around the internet. I got to talk to you about it. You and I may or may not have had our experiences with hallucinogens.
May or may not.
May or may not have. You and I may or may not have taken mushrooms as a part of our hallucinogen
journey.
Journey. That's right. So we understand when everyone is talking about the therapeutic potentials,
sure,
the breakthrough potentials of hallucinogens like or dissociatives like ketamine, mushrooms, ecstasy. I don't hear LSD as much.
I don't either, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but you know what you're talking about, right? Is that all these therapists and these groups and these nonprofits now, they're all advocating for everyone under the sun needs to take hallucinogens because it's going to cure all the world's woes. I don't disagree. However, I don't necessarily agree either, because there is one of two ways that a hallucinogenic experience can go.
Oh, yeah.
It can go terribly awesome, or it can go terribly awry. And you could leave more damaged than you came in the door.
Surely.
Do you remember a couple of months ago when the pilot tried to cut off, the guy was sitting in the jumper seat, tried to cut off the engines on a United flight?
Yep.
Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
So I just read an article about hallucinogenic therapy and how everyone is just, the hype machine is in full force. But there was the therapist or the psychiatrist who was writing this article used this example. The gentleman who sat in a jump seat, which means the extra seat inside of a cockpit, on a United flight, catching a ride from point A to point B, tried to turn the engines off mid-flight. And the reason? He had done hallucinogenic therapy 2 days earlier, and he thought he was in a dream, like an actual dream, which is fucking scary
terrifying.
As shit.
Yeah.
What they don't tell you about hallucinogenic therapy is that the hallucinogen may far outlast that experience that you have
right.
in that room, especially if you've never done it before. You don't know what to expect.
Far outlast, we still experience our hallucinogenic journey
from
30 years ago.
I'm still looking at it from the point of view
catch
of a 17-year-old sitting in my parents' house tripping balls. And it's true. It changes your perspective.
It changes the chemistry in your brain.
Changes everything.
Yeah.
So people are on the hype machine about how wonderful this is. And it is. It is proving to be a miracle cure for PTSD,
especially,
for anxiety, for depression, for even in some cases like, you know, bipolar, manic depressive.
Major depressive disorders.
Major thing. But what is not being talked about as much, not taken into consideration as much in these conversations, is how it could go badly. And you could still be feeling the effects of that. You could be in a dreamlike state for months or years to come.
And it can just snap into you.
That's
like, it's not consistently, you're not having your experience, but it can come in and out.
Yeah, they call them flashbacks,
right?
And the flashback is essentially your mind takes itself back to that place where you were hallucinating or you were in that hallucinative state.
Trance state, yes.
And all of a sudden, the world looks weird and wonky. Now, if you have as much experience as I do, and maybe or maybe not Tina does, then it's just another Friday afternoon.
Sure, but you just roll with it.
Yeah, you just roll with it.
You don't just turn planes off.
Yeah, you... go in your studio and, you know, you watch Pink Floyd The Wall live from Berlin. That's what you do. If you're like us, then you just enjoy it. You're like, oh, okay. I don't do LSD anymore, but man, it's good to be back. It's good
to be back.
It's
like a little treat.
For 5 to 10 minutes. The other thing that is being considered is that the properties that make these drugs so wonderful at changing the chemistry of your brain, having a breakthrough, a positive breakthrough with your mental state, the hallucinogenic part of it, or the disassociating part of it, doesn't necessarily have to be involved. So there are now a subset of scientists and therapists and psychiatrists who have identified that you don't necessarily need to trip to experience the positive effects of these chemicals like DMT or, you know, psilocybin or whatever it is. So they are trying to figure out what that molecule is. They think they've identified it, and they're trying to make a medicine out of it so that you could take the medicine, experience the instant breakthrough, but without actually breaking your mind, without actually breaking your reality.
Without the fun of the trip.
Yeah. Now, for my money, I don't know.
I'll take the visuals.
That's for my money. But I do get it. If you've never experienced anything like this.
Oh, it could be. Especially at 30, 40 years old for the first time. Whoa.
It could be earth-shattering.
It's terrifying.
I can't imagine doing hallucinogens for the first time. Listen, the last time I did hallucinogens was ayahuasca. It was years ago. And I'm telling you what, I think that was icing on the cake. I don't know that I need to ever go back to that place again.
Yeah.
It was a scary and, quite frankly, extraordinarily intense event. And I'm good. Like, I'm good.
I had cut it because, you know, I had children a lot sooner than
you
did.
Yeah, that's true.
And so now that they're grown, I said, why not?
Oh, and what
and
was your?
And tried it. It was fantastic.
What? Ayahuasca?
No, mushrooms.
Mushrooms?
Yeah.
And it was.
My girlfriend came over. We spent 10 hours. We watched the Bowie documentary.
Oh, that's cool.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Colors.
A little trippy.
Yeah.
Weird.
Easy vibes.
Weird
it was like a
buzz.
Mood enhancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great.
I learned the other day that one of my good friends is microdosing.
I tried it. I didn't mind it. And then one day I freaked out and kicked in my bathroom door. So I decided, we'll stop with the microdosing.
Yeah. Were you microdosing mushrooms?
My door was just locked, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I thought the door was stuck. So I kicked it in. I was like, maybe we stop the microdosing for a little while.
So
I haven't gone back to it.
You had
I did
a freak
it for
out
3
moment.
Months, but it did a lot for my anxiety. My general mood was better.
Mm.
Overall, I was a little dissatisfied with my employment, and so that sort of helped as well.
Okay.
You know, that depressing drive to work every day.
I do know that depressing drive to work every day. I walk it.
I liked it, but I don't know if that's why I had that panic attack moment, if the microdosing had anything to do with it, but I decided to give it a break.
Yeah. I was surprised to learn that my friend was doing this. I was really surprised, actually. It just didn't seem like something they
but
would.
But there's no hallucinogenic effect. There's no psychotropic
none.
At all. It's mm-mm. just there's no psilocybin in it.
Yeah. And, he's actually eating part of a cap.
I bought manufactured ones. I just had them shipped to me from where it's legal.
Okay. So you had them shipped from where it's legal to where it's legal. Gotcha. 10-4.
Correct.
Don't come knocking at my door over some fucking mushrooms. Please
don't. I don't live here.
Yeah. She doesn't live here.
They were fake chocolates. I made the whole thing up.
Well, I just think that this is the grandest thing ever if you can handle your shit.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
If you can't handle your shit, the last thing we need is a bunch of people running around high on mushrooms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For sure.
Turning off airplane engines.
We got enough crazy.
We got way enough crazy.
This is supposed to help fix the crazy.
Well, there are these nonprofit organizations that are pushing for the legalization across the country, across the world, quite frankly. And they're also pushing for pharmaceutical, scientific research that backs this up.
I agree with it.
1,000%.
Yeah.
But it's a big hype machine. And what's being left out of the conversation is that not everybody needs to trip balls.
It's true.
That's just it.
I agree with you 100%.
Listen, as a guy, I don't even know that I was supposed to be the guy who was supposed to be tripping balls. You know, it's kind of a hot mess. Luckily, I stopped at some point in my life. But I think this needs to be considered in this conversation. Like, yes, could this solve, could we have world peace if everybody negotiated in good faith on mushrooms? Probably, maybe, might be. But if you're, someone who's living in a totally different world and a totally different experience, I don't know that that's the best thing in the world for you is to then take mushrooms so that you can negotiate world peace.
If you're already seeking help.
Yes.
Maybe let's not start with the hallucinogens.
Maybe let's try with something else. I think that if you're going to try hallucinogens, mushrooms are probably where you want to start. Yeah. And just a one. Just one. One small
one. Just taste it.
Just taste it. You'll never want... Yeah, taste it. It's the worst taste of the world.
It is.
These kids are so fucking spoiled today. They got all their shit hydroponically grown with spores that are from mother spores from 50 years ago. They don't know what it's like to trudge through a cow field.
And pick it off
Pick it off the shit yourself.
And then...
And then put it in your mouth. That's right.
Dip it in some ranch dressing. Yes.
Make a tea out of it. That was the worst idea because the tea just ended up being tasted like shit.
Yeah.
It was shit tea. You were basically taking cow poop and putting it in your mouth.
And turning it into piss, yeah.
The one time that I successfully looked for mushroom, North Georgia, we're at a friend's cabin slash whatever. I don't like a rent-a-cabin place that his parents belong to this, like, kind of like a timeshare, right? Mm. Up in way northeast Georgia. And they have cow fields all around. So in the middle of the night, already high on LSD, already
That's
smoked a bunch of
weed. That's when the best ideas come to light.
That's it. Let's go mushroom picking because all we need is more hallucinogens in our body than right now.
More.
That's the only thing I can think about when I'm doing drugs is more. Where am I getting more? That's why I'm bad drug taker. I'm a bad candidate for drug taking. So we go. We park at one of these, you know, on the side of one of these fences, turn off our light, and we're all sneaky, no flashlights, no nothing. Half moon outside, kind of cloudy, and we go into the field, start trudging around for shit. And then my friend has a tiny little flashlight, like a pen flashlight, and he's like looking around. Well, he screams at one point, over here. He's like 50 feet away, 50 yards away, whatever it is. I don't know because I'm tripping my face off. So I run toward the little pen flashlight, stepping in shit all along the way. And we saw one patty with some shrooms growing out of them. You have to pick it at a specific time. It's got to be a specific temperature. They have to be eating a specific thing. Like, it's not just that every cow shits and then
science.
There's mushrooms.
Yeah.
There's some science behind it. And we didn't know that science. We thought we knew that science, but we didn't know that science. So we're picking them. We're putting them in this bag. There's probably like, I don't know, let's call it 10 mushrooms picking. And then all of a sudden you hear,
oh no.
And I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, oh shit, that's a bull. And we book it. I mean, we are booking it back toward the fence where we had it. And all I can hear behind me is,
oh hell no.
I can hear running behind me.
Oh, no.
I am so scared of this bull. This bull is going to get me in the ass. I'm tripping balls. I'm high as fucking kite. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. We're full of cow shit. We got exactly 3 mushrooms to show for it, and I'm going to get killed out here. My dad is going to have to bury me because I got killed by a random bull. I was picking mushrooms.
Hunting shit.
You know what it was? It was the third friend involved in the group making cow noises and running after us. He thought it was funny, and I was like, oh my God.
I bet it was
God.
For him.
Yeah, it was funny for him, not for the other two of us that were running around literally shitting ourselves. So get home the next day. There's no shower in this little rent-a place they have, by the way. It's just a toilet. That's it. It's this tiny little shack with like a little, you know, I don't know what you call it, loft area upstairs with a bed. So we have to go home the next day smelling like horse shit.
Perfect.
It was disgusting, Tina. I'm crusty. I'm nasty. I'm still high and tripping a little bit. And I walk in that door and my dad is like, what in the fuck did you get into last night? You smell terrible. And I was like, oh, it was a whole thing. We went up to the mountains and then I stepped in some cow shit. And but he's
you
like,
want some mushrooms?
Yeah. By the way, Dad, that spaghetti and meatballs? I got these. Going to spice our life up. See my dad giggling while he's tripping on mushrooms. My dad was like, you got to get upstairs and take a fucking shower. That, kids, is the real deal. That's how you get mushrooms. That's the real deal how you get mushrooms. Not grown somewhere, bought off the black market, go to your local, you know, drug bay store or whatever, drugbay.com and get it. That's the easy way to do it. The hard way, go find them yourselves.
Yeah, don't be a sucker.
Yeah, I think now they put something in the hay or the grass so that it doesn't grow those mushrooms. Like
rude.
Yeah, some genius of Titan of technology decided he was going to make
no more poison mushrooms.
A spray. That's right. They're not poison. They're kind of poison. They might be poison. They're kind of poison. I always tell my kids, never, ever ever pick up a mushroom and eat it.
Ever.
Unless it's in daddy's side table. And then you're more than welcome to do that.
Tell mommy.
Yes, when you're 29 years old. All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with Frankie B.
You don't say.
I'm going to give you a treat. You're here in the seat. Why not? You're here in the seat. Let's give you a treat. Frankie B is back, and we'll talk more about it after this break.
Look, I know you guys are getting really sick of me, but that is too bad. It's my job. Now, go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video content, and get your little booty over to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Want to chat? Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3. Too embarrassed for your voice to be on the show? We understand. Text us instead at 855-TCB-8383. Can't even do that? No worries. Just follow us on TikTok at TCB Podcast and on Instagram at The Commercial Break. And if you can't even be seen doing that, just listen to these sponsors and let's get back to the show.
Hey everybody, wanted to let you know that this episode is sponsored in part by Factor. Okay, do you want to know what the single biggest challenge for me as a single person was? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking nutritious meals. Do you want to know what the biggest challenge for me as a human with 25 to 60 family members living in my house? Shopping for, prepping, and cooking a nutritious meal. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, it's a big stress point around here. And since I don't really know how to cook, that stress often falls on other family members. But this holiday season, we're going to try something different. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service, can help us fuel up fast for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to our door. Because Factor's never-frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes, all you have to do is heat and enjoy. You can choose from over 35 weekly flavor-packed, fresh and never-frozen meals that support a healthy lifestyle and meet your meal preferences. And guess what? It's all delivered right to your front door. With Factor, we can be assured that we're making sustainable choices. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions and source 100% renewable electricity for their production sites and offices. Hey, look at that, a company who's trying to do some good. So head to factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and use the code commercialbreak50 to get 50% off. That's code commercialbreak50 at factormeals.com/commercialbreak50 and get 50% off. We also want to thank Factor for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
All right, and we're back just having a conversation during the break that the drug culture is strong these days. The force is with the kids.
Strange.
Yeah. I don't think it's strange. I guess. If we had all that access that that people have today to the drugs, legalized weed. Weed is basically a joke.
The testing kits alone.
Yeah.
You can just go buy kits and test the drugs.
You can test the drugs. Yeah. But, you know, you were talking about how here in Atlanta, in one of the suburbs, there's a big, like, mushroom and cocaine culture. And I just am too scared. I would be too scared to do cocaine at this stage in the universe.
We're going to have a heart attack. We can't do that.
No. First of all, we're going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there were some days.
I'm not trying to stroke out at 40.
No. There were some nights where I'm sure I was on the edge of some kind of death.
Yes.
Right? And I watched a girl flip and flop from a cocaine overdose, and that pretty much cured my wounds.
We got lucky. Talking about rolling the dice with kids and drugs. Listen, I survived it once.
Yeah.
Not trying to push my envelope. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid is that, you know, I did so much.
I should have died 33 times.
That's right. At 29 years old, or whenever the last time I did it was, 33 or whatever, however old it was, I did it at a bachelor party one time, and I swear, I was like, I had a hose for a nose at one point, right?
Yeah.
I worked in the restaurant business, like whatever. We just did it all the time.
If you didn't do it, you wouldn't have had a job.
That's true, because I had to stay awake and be alert, and then you try and get to sleep after your shift. It's a whole fucking thing. But the last time I did it, I literally did just a little bit, and it was enough. I'm afraid now that my heart is going to fucking explode if I try it. So for the last however many years, I've just been like, Yeah, plus I have children. Like, this
just
is the most irresponsible thing that you could possibly do is bring narcotics into the house or be driving your children or whatever.
Yeah, it's, any of it.
Yeah. But had we had access like these kids and adults have access now— I think we probably would have been dead. It's just too easy.
Yeah.
It's way too easy.
Yeah.
Well, thank God for small favors.
Right.
All right. Listen, Frankie B, you've heard him. Is he your favorite? Is he your favorite commercial break foil? Or is there, tell me truthfully.
I love Frankie.
Okay.
I think he's a douche nozzle.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that.
But I do like watching him, you know, try to impart knowledge on anyone.
Including himself?
Yeah. I scream at him.
Do you think? I think he's kind of like an empty vessel a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He picks up little dribs and drabs.
He definitely did too much cocaine back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can tell by looking at him.
Yeah, because he didn't pick up any useful information in the 80s or 90s.
He's that's where the rest of his brain cells are probably left.
Yeah, he traveled from the 70s to 2020s, and he's trying to make he's a time traveler, I think. He's got the same attitudes and ambitions of a guy in 1978. But I do have to say, my heart is fond of Frankie.
Yes.
I have like a very soft spot in my heart for Frankie, even though he's a douche nozzle. And even though he's clearly machismo and chauvinistic and all that other stuff, and he has no good ideas, and he rambles on forever, he's kind of like me.
Yeah.
So I have like a little soft spot in my heart for the guy. I feel like just a little twist in our life stories, and I might have been Frankie
the same guy
on YouTube talking to 200 people about the 10 signs you should.
That's the true secret, Frankie. It's really Brian, y'all. He just puts on a wig.
That's right.
A little spray tan.
Look at my body. And a lot more hair. A lot
just
more
the
hair.
Wig.
Yes. And tattoos. And scarred face. But anyway, I found a Frankie B video we have not touched on yet. And it's the signs that she wants a second date.
Oh. Perfect.
I just can't wait to hear what Frankie has to say about this.
Yes.
Anytime Frankie starts talking about dating, I get really excited because I know it's going to be a good one. All right. Without further ado, I was trolling on the internet.
As you do
as
like to
I
do.
As I do like to do. And let's take a listen to Frankie. By the way, this entire video is done in front of his 1979 Corvette or whatever that thing is.
So, gentlemen, in today's video, we're going to go over five things that you could do to look more sexy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Five things you can do to look more sexy.
Ooh,
I'm
even
sorry.
Better.
I have another video, too. But
from this guy.
Yeah, this is
that's right. I said more sexy over the age of 50. You ready? Let's rock it.
I mean, anyone that does a peel out at the beginning of their videos, their dating videos,
yeah,
has got an issue. Like, if you were doing a car... Like if he was doing like a car video, then I can understand the peeling out. What kind of car is that, by the way? Is that a Jaguar?
It's a Corvette. It's probably
Corvette?
A mid to late 70s.
I do have to say that's a beautiful looking
it is.
Car.
Yeah. I love it.
It's dark hunter green, which is a good color. I like
the Stingray.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing too much cocaine at the salon.
Oh, come on, Frankie.
Oh, my God. This is his old intro, which I think is just classic. This is the girl he did the... We're watching the beginning of the video. The girl that he recently did the sit-down interview with, this was her. And I don't think they're dating. I think they're just friends.
How do you be friends with Frankie?
You have no common sense in your
noodle.
Or
you just tolerate it because you know it's just pure entertainment everywhere you go.
Yeah, that's true. She did seem like she was rather intelligent when she was on the...
Yes.
On the thing. So, I don't know. You get lucky when you... If I was in Frankie's circle, I'd be friends with Frankie,
keep,
too.
Yeah, we keep
just
them.
For high entertainment. Okay, here we go.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome to the video. If this is your first time here, my name is Frank Minardo. And this channel, it's geared for the mature man out there who wants to up his game, look and feel better about himself over the age of 50.
Or the age of 50! I love that voice. I know. Can we? So he's in front of his beautiful Corvette. I'll say it's a beautiful Corvette in a parking lot. And he's standing in front of the camera. So you can see basically his knees to the top of his head. Those jeans are so fucking tight on him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he is definitely trying to show off his package.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about.
Okay. Now you tell me whether or not he's got a package he's working with over there. Because I don't know how to determine through the jeans.
Health, grooming, fitness, fashion. Everything that has to do with being the mature man. So in today's video, we're going to talk about five things that you can do to look more sexier.
I'm just thinking about the scene in the local park where he's parked.
He just did a big circle and drove his car right back, back where he started.
I'm thinking about the children, the parents with children. Let's go. Quick, honey. I think there's going to be a casualty event. Let's go.
Oh. A lot of you guys out there that are going, I don't want to look more sexier. Well, if you're one of the...
Is that Tony Danza?
No, that's some asshole with a really nice car.
Those couch potato men, all right, that's been happily married for 30 plus years, then God bless you. Sit on that couch, don't do nothing about your look, and continue to deteriorate. But if you...
You make it sound like people are dying because they're married, Frankie. Come on. First of all, second of all, anything you say on this channel, I have a suspicion this was you at one point. You were married, I don't think,
he called himself
years.
A couch potato man.
He decided to make a change before he deteriorated. Before I became dust on the couch, you bunch of lazy assholes.
A 50 plus year old, and you do want to up your game, and you do want to look more sexy over the age of 50, then I got the video for you. I mean, let's face it, guys. You know what? There's a lot of us our age out there that has to date. Well, you...
Can we please use prepositions correctly? I mean, for God's sakes, like, has, had, we, odor. He says odor.
Odor,
which should be over, but he's saying odor.
Can't just walk into a date, you know, your normal self, and think that you're going to get the girl you want. Maybe you need to make some changes in your life, all right?
You can't expect to just walk in and be yourself and have somebody like you. You got to complete...
Nonsense.
Nonsense. You know what you got to do? You got to change into a wolf, but don't force it.
It's got to be an honest
transition.
That's right.
You got to be an honest transition. It's got to come from the heart, guys.
So, Brady, let's get started in this video. Let's talk about some things that you can do to absolutely look more sexier over the age of 50.
No more sexier.
The English of these videos is terrible.
For one, it's to have amazing hair. Believe it or not.
No such luck, Brian.
Oh, fuck.
You better hope she doesn't leave you.
I'm fucked, man. Okay, I'm just fucked. Oh, Astrid. If Astrid leaves me, everybody look out.
Hey, it's me, Frankie's Follicles. Speaking of amazing hair, can you please put me back in the Peachtree dish? I hate being on your head. I hate it.
And this is a fact. Women do like men with longer, luxurious hair. That's right. I did say luxurious. You guys are hearing a few words that maybe were only spoken when it came to women's hair.
What are you talking about?
It's number one on the list because he's most proud of his hair.
Goddamn right, Tina. You called it like you saw it. He's throwing this fast. He is basically showing the batter which pitch he's going to throw. When you say that, it's because you have long, luxurious hair.
Next up's going to be the sports car, the belt buckle, and the sunglasses.
That's it, 100%. How tall you are, how buff you are, and what kind of car you drive. Guaranteed those things are going to be included in this.
But be more sexier.
That's right, more sexier. More most sexier-sist. Yeah, more most sexier-sist. And let me remind you, it wasn't a month ago Frankie was doing a video on how he was losing his luxurious hair.
Not the case anymore, guys, okay? Things are changing, okay? You have to get out of your dinosaur world of living in the past, okay? This is the new era.
You gotta get out of your dinosaur world of living with short hair. It's just, it's so paleo. You guys gotta get out there, get long hair, like a llama has long hair. That's how long you want your hair.
Dinosaur past. I mean, the 90s had long hair, the 70s had long hair,
the 60s had long hair.
What are you talking about, Frankie?
The beatniks had long hair.
Yeah.
Everybody,
I've been trying to remove man buns for the last decade.
That's right. And Samson had long hair. So let's not forget. This
Settle
is
down,
biblical.
Frankie.
Yeah, like you're bringing back some trend that no one knew about.
Before you guys go and get the same haircut that you've been getting now for years and years and years, which is short on the side, semi-short on the top, you have either a part on the left, a part on the right, and that's the way you wear your hair. Guys, that's the same old, same old. That's boring.
That's boring. That's the same old, same old. You know what you want to do? You got to razor a dick into your head. That's what the girls are looking for. The actual size. You have to say maybe smaller than appears in a mirror. You know what I'm saying, guys? By the way, if you don't have the kind of hair that can be long, you are absolutely most fucked-est. I'm just letting you know.
More fucked-er.
More fucked-ered.
50 plus year old man has out there. All right, why don't you change it up? Why don't you grow your hair out? You know,
I can't grow my hair out. And even if I did, it takes a lot of maintenance and I'm not interested. Is it okay that I kept my head shaved? I thought shaved heads were sexy.
I love bald men.
I think it depends. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
as they used to say. And let me tell you something else my dad used to say. You could sun a dog's ass twice a year, but his balls still might not get tanned. I'm just sharing that with you, okay?
Taint tanning.
Experimenting with it right now, okay?
That taint right.
I'm a little bit older than 50. I'm a year away from 60. So even at 60...
A little bit older than 50 is not a year away from 60. Yeah. A little bit older than 50
is
52.
Frankie math.
Yeah. I'd love it.
See, I'm stepping out of the box. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, and I'm trying something a little different. I like the way it feels. I'm telling you, you got to get used to the several different looks and growth spurts that you're going to go through with this haircut. Because every time it gets a little longer over your ears, you're going to want to run. You're going to want to cut it. You know, but you got to get through that. You know, and
what in the good fuck are you talking about?
Like, yeah. Yeah. You're not burying a loved one. That's just growing out your hair.
That was really funny. It's so true, though. You're given like a 15-paragraph anecdotal conversation on someone who grows their hair and how they're going to have to get through it. Thoughts and prayers, Frankie. Thoughts and prayers.
That's what I did. I kept getting through the, oh my God, I'm going to cut it. And it's getting to the point now where I think I like the length. I maybe want to go maybe a couple more inches. And what
I bet you want a couple more inches.
Yeah.
The most biggest.
With longer hairs, you can wear it in so many more different styles. Straight back, okay, I can actually take this. I could ponytail it. I could man bun. I can
please
pull
don't.
The top.
Yeah, please,
oh
my please
God.
Don't, Frankie,
oh my
no.
God. He's making a man
Frankie,
bun.
Frankie, don't.
Hey, don't do it, Frankie. Don't go there.
Please.
You're 1 year away from 60. Act your age for 1 minute. 1 minute, act your age. You are not the world's most interesting man, or that guy that keeps on stepping out of a Ferrari. Have you seen this guy on Instagram?
No.
The dude where they just film him stepping out of a Ferrari, some beautiful place in Italy or Rome or wherever the fuck he is. And he is all gray, big gray beard, and he is like a silver fox.
Like the Dos Equis guy.
Like the Dos Equis guy, but with a man bun, right? Yeah. Now, that guy gets away with it because he is a really, I think any human being could identify him as an attractive man.
Yeah.
Frankie, on the other hand, doesn't even have enough hair for a man bun, but here he goes.
Here we go.
Section here, and I can man bun this. There's so many options. I mean,
so many options. I'm so sexy. All the women think so. God damn. If it wasn't for this YouTube video, no one would know how sexy I am.
Lean it to this side. I can lean it to that side. I can leave it long over my ears. I can pull it back over my ears. It just gives you, throughout the day, you can have several different hairstyles just by the way you take your hands and maneuver it through your hair.
I'm sorry, but this
it's
sounds
not a maneuver.
Yeah, it's not a maneuver. Sorry. You don't maneuver your hair. You move your hair. First of all, second of all, this sounds a lot like conversations I've had way high on cocaine. You know what I'm saying? A 15-minute dissertation on how to move your hair.
He just did an eight ball, obviously.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, supposedly, allegedly. We don't know that Frankie's actually doing drugs, but this sure does sound like a conversation you would have yes. on drugs. I'm just saying.
Trust me, if you're working in an office, if you're trying to get a girl's attention, I think that's a great way. Do your hair a little different. Walk in front of her. Give her that look. She'll notice.
If you're trying to get fired from your job for sexual harassment, I'm telling you what to do.
Can you imagine what a date with this guy must be like?
No.
Can I go to Chicago and try to find him on a dating app?
In the greater Chicagoland area? Fuck yeah. Just set your Bumble to
That's
Chicago.
That's right, worldwide.
Oh, yeah. I think he's dating somebody now, though. Or maybe not. I don't know. You should do that.
He'd still
you
go should, on a date with me, I'm
you
sure.
You should set it, but you got to set your age, your own age. Well, I think you're...
Well, that's 15 years. I'm young enough, I think.
I think he says in all his videos that when you're 50, you should go for someone no younger than 40. But I do not believe that because he's had girls on his videos that to me look like 26 years old. That's right. Now he's standing in front
this?
Of a train. What the fuck?
Damn.
That was some fucking great editing right
wow.
there. Yeah. Here's a shot of me in front of a train. Here's a shot in front of me a light post.
It's a hot one out here today. So if you see the sweat stains, I apologize in advance.
If you see these
what
sweat
are
stains,
you doing?
Imagine they're jizz stains. Oh, yeah.
For it. It's 95 degrees out here. All right. So tip number two, and that's to have strategically shaven body hair. That's right.
Oh, my God, Frankie, please don't go here. Wait, strategically shaven body hair.
Does he think men over 50 haven't considered manscaping ever in their life?
No, he's making the assumption.
Come on.
I think most guys that I know.
Yes.
Sometime in the 90s.
Sometime.
When Queer Eye for the Straight Guy came on.
Yes.
Most men, because that was an incredibly popular show for a hot minute there.
Uh-huh.
And on almost every episode, Carson, whatever his name is, that Carson guy would walk into houses with guys that were unkempt, just not attractive, and they would turn them into very attractive men in short order. And Carson would harp on the body hair.
Yes.
He'd say, you have to shave correctly.
Right.
Frankie's making the assumption none of us have seen a television since 1932.
Back in the dinosaur ages.
That's right. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess there are people who don't attend to their body hair, but they tend to be in cults or still looking for the Grateful Dead.
Or in Paris.
Yeah, or in Paris. They're either on the road with fish or in a cult. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Strategically. Now, if I had it my way, okay, I would have all guys to have no body hair. You know, there's a lot of women that like it. It's a good, clean, smooth look that shows.
Do you know how long it would take to shave all this hair off
my
body?
Why does he care if men have body hair? I'm curious now.
He's just trying to solve world hunger.
Listen up. Body hair is sexy.
Yes.
Don't go hairless.
Don't go hairless.
We're hairless.
Yeah. And by
the
way, I'm with it on the women too. Like, I understand that it's a very attractive thing for some guys to have, for a girl to have zero body hair. But I think it's weird. I just think it's weird. I think it's a little strange. I'm not saying.
But please don't shave your legs, guys.
Come on. Come on. Don't shave your legs.
Don't shave your legs.
Trim them. Like I do,
yeah,
every third day.
If you're a Wookiee.
Yes, because I have hair everywhere except for my head. I have hair on my teeth, I think.
That you've got good hygiene practices, but there's a lot of guys that don't like that, and I respect that. And there's a lot of women that don't like that. Hey, you got to respect that, too. But come on, guys, let's call a spade a spade.
You got to respect that. But come on, guys, let's call a spade a spade. You're a hairy asshole. I mean, come on, Frankie. Get it together, dude. You think everybody cares about what – you think most men care to be bald from head to toe except for their hair? I don't
Swimmers.
Think so. Swimmers. That's yeah, that's
it.
True.
That's it.
But that's a good reason to be bald.
Yeah.
That's a good reason to shave.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, I wonder what Ryan Lochte looks like on a random Tuesday.
Like an oiled dolphin.
Yeah. Not anymore. He probably looks like a Wookiee. What's that Michael Phelps up to? Let's see what he, after years of shaving his body, he probably has no interest in shaving anything.
100%.
Okay, if you've got a lot of back hair and shoulder hair, we got to get rid of that, all right?
Okay, back hair and shoulder hair, I agree
sure.
with. Yes, okay, 100%.
Then real long hair on your arms, okay? Doesn't look good, okay? You can trim that up. You don't need to have these big gorilla arms. It's not sexy. It's not something that a man has to have to be a man, okay?
Oh, well, thanks for cluing us in, Frankie. I just...
Why is he so obsessed with male body
hair? He's been obsessed with what guys are doing from the beginning. I think he's trying to have... Here's my, like, holistic thing on Frankie. I think he's trying to be the alpha male for guys over 50. He's trying to get that crowd, like that alpha male crowd for the guys over 50. But what he fails to understand is that the alpha male crowd over 50, this is not the kind of, they're not looking to be cosmopolitan. Oh. They're looking to be brutish, right? That's the thing. They want to be like Joe Rogan, sitting in an ice bath for 50 minutes at a time, killing a deer with their bare hands, like snapping men's necks. Yeah,
not you, Metro.
That's right.
This is outdated, Frankie.
Going to space with Elon Musk. Like, they're not interested in shaving their legs for 5 hours, Frankie.
Clean it up. And if you must have chest hair, okay, trim it up. Don't be a gorilla. And far too many of you guys still are, okay? If your body hair is taking up more than 40% of your body, you need to get rid of something.
Tina, I'm going to disrobe. I want you to tell me what percentage of my body is my hair appropriate or not appropriate. 40% seems like a pretty specific number, doesn't it?
Yeah. Where are these statistics coming from, Frankie?
Oh,
God,
I have no
idea. How many bodies do you look at?
Exactly.
So here, just be neatly groomed, okay? And women will definitely appreciate that. And we're going to also talk about your facial hair. You know, if you're a gentleman that you can't quite grow a full beard, it's real patchy and scraggly, don't grow one at all. Nothing looks worse than a man with this patchy, sporadic beard. And especially, you know, if it's half black and it's half gray, not a good look, okay?
God forbid you actually age for 1 second.
I totally disagree. Totally disagree.
I totally disagree with this. But I do kind of understand what he's saying about the scraggly, patchy.
Yeah, but no man over 50 is going to try to grow that in.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe a 20-year-old trying to feel a little more grown, but
I agree with you. I think that by the time you get to like 35,
your facial hair patterns are set.
You know which ones look good on you and which don't.
Period.
Yeah, that's right.
If you cannot grow a nice beard, then get rid of it. You can opt for some shadow, okay? Shadow is a very, very sexy look. So, tip number...
You can opt for a shadow.
Thanks for the permission, Frankie.
Yeah, first of all. Second of all, I don't think you opt for a shadow. I think everyone has one.
Well, we got our hair going a little longer. Tip number two, we're going to take care of our body hair. And you know what? With the longer hair and a little bit of the beard shadow, you see how you're starting to change your look? You're starting to look more sexier.
Oh my God.
Yes, that is amazing.
Well, if Frankie says it, it must be true. And it's not called a beard shadow. It's called a 5 o'clock shadow. Let's get it right, Frankie.
Oh, Frankie.
Also, let's take a short break and we'll be back with more Frankie B shenanigans on the commercial break.
Let's cut to the chase. We love you and we want to hear your sweet angelic voices asking us for advice. So give us a call and leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3. If you're not ready for that kind of commitment, which I understand, send us a text instead at 855-TCB-8383. And as always, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And this wouldn't be a TCB promo if I didn't tell you to go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, to watch all of our amazing video edits. You can also go to tcbpodcast.com to find everything we have ever put on the website. Let's listen to some sponsors, and then we are back on track, baby. Love you, bye.
This episode is sponsored in part by our good friends at Uncommon Goods. It's that time of year, the time of year when you spend too much money and entirely too much time trying to buy your friends and family the perfect gift. As I've mentioned before, me and my family members sometimes get each other gag gifts because at my age, it's just gauche to ask for a Tonka truck wrapped up under the tree. But what about the family? What about the little ones? When you have 12 to 18 children like I do, finding that perfect gift for every single one of them is a monumental task. That's why we're grateful that UncommonGoods.com makes finding that perfect gift easier than ever. One of my daughters is really into dresses. She makes like 14 costume changes a day, and almost every single one of the items on her Christmas list is some kind of clothing. Uncommon Goods has a wide and unique array of clothing and dresses for kids. Bam, knock that one off the list. How about this? One of my children really likes my Apple Watch. He wants a watch, but he doesn't even know how to tell time yet. How about a watch that teaches children how to tell time? It's all available on Uncommon Goods. And now, for commercial break listeners, because Uncommon Goods is so good to us, you get 15% off your next gift when you go to uncommongoods.com/TCB. That's uncommongoods.com/TCB for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary. I think that could very well be a tagline for the commercial break. You'll find something for almost everyone at uncommongoods.com. So go there now, uncommongoods.com/TCB. That's uncommongoods.com/TCB and get 15% off your next order. And of course, as always, we want to thank Uncommon Goods for being a sponsor of the commercial break.
All right, back where we left off here. Frankie B is trying to give us 5 tips to look sexier over the age of 50. Now, just to be clear, no one here is over the age of 50, but it's just too good not to talk about. Frankie is a I don't know, what do you call him? Like a world-class idiot through and through?
100%.
He's an empty vessel for our comedy.
Yes.
Yes. And so let's get back to it. Waste no time. Let's get back to it.
Tip number 3, it's to be neat and clean. Guys, I'm talking hygiene. You know, there's more to hygiene than taking a shower every day. There's more to it than a little soap and water, a little bit of shampoo. When was the last time you guys actually looked at the quality of your skin? Are you doing a skincare routine? Are you doing the proper steps?
Yes, but I only started a year ago, so I think I'm fucked.
And does Botox count, Frankie?
Yeah, does Botox count? What do you think about Botox?
Eh.
Eh. Have you had it?
Nope.
Nope. Have you had friends that have had it?
Yes.
Do you think it works?
I mean, it's the long-term effects that freak me out the most.
What are the long-term effects of Botox?
You've seen, like, women that have been doing it for...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They get
lumpy and weird.
Well, those are fillers. And I think the Botox part of it, like, kills the, like, your ability to make certain facial effect, facial expressions.
Yeah.
And that, I think, comes from just doing it too much, like being addicted to it. Yep. Going for it too every far. Month and a half when you're supposed to do it every 6 to 12 months.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend who's so young and her face just doesn't move. And it's
kind of creepy.
It is a little weird. Yeah. I got to be honest. Yeah. But for Halloween, she doesn't have to dress up. So you know who you are.
Because, guys, if you don't take care of your skin, what's going to happen? Well, the older you get, you're going to become weathered. You're going to become dehydrated looking. If you're not moisturizing, and moisturizing goes far more than creams that you apply to your face. You know, if you don't drink enough...
It's creams that you apply to your penis and creams that you apply to your naked legs or your shaved butt.
Your hairless body.
That's right. If you really want to go for it, you got to moisturize your taint, guys. You don't want anybody down there going, well, that looks dehydrated.
Water, all right? Your skin is going to become dehydrated. It's going to shrink. It's going to shrivel. Guys, it's like pouring water on a dry sponge. What happens? That water hits that dry sponge, and it explodes off. But that's the same thing that happens to your...
What?
Huh?
Huh? Okay. Have you ever had a sponge before? Have you ever used a sponge before, Frankie? I thought you might have, but I guess not. Because I don't know which dry sponge you've used that explodes water off of it, but usually my dry sponges suck up all the water.
Suck it right up.
Again, if you're not moisturizing it, it's just like putting stuff on there and it bounces right off. So if you take a wet sponge, a fully hydrated sponge, and you pour water on it, what happens, gentlemen? Well, the water seeps into that sponge and it gets into the cells of that sponge.
What in the good fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, what is he on about?
I don't know. I think this is no Mythbusters episode. That's for sure. He's got it backwards.
And that's the same thing that will happen to your skin, giving you a more youthful look. Take a look at your teeth. I'm not saying you gotta have the straightest teeth in the world, guys, but you do need to have white teeth. If they're not white, go get them whitened, okay? It's not...
If they're not white, spend $5,000 and get them whitened right this second. How offensive. You got a whole country over there in Europe. They don't whiten their teeth. What's going on? True teeth whitening is expensive.
Yes.
It's like $1,000 to get your teeth whitened, like the actual whitening. Those whitening trays, I've tried them before. They work okay, but they don't work
best. You're not glow in the dark.
And then you have these people that are you're right, because you have these people who are the exact opposite, whose teeth are unnaturally white.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I was just reading an article about this doctor who does the, you know, veneers to the stars or whatever. And he says that every time I go to do veneers for a celebrity, I make sure that I match the color as closely as possible to their original teeth, which are probably white in the first place because they're celebrities and they take care of their teeth. But there needs to be a little bit of color in there.
Yeah.
A lot of the people who get veneers, their teeth are just so fucking bright white.
Bright white.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's toxic.
Yeah. Hey, doc, I want veneers, but I need them a little yellow. Can you do that? Can we put them in?
Darken these up a little for me?
Yeah. Can you put them in my studio where I smoke cigars for a couple months and then we'll figure it out? Thanks.
A big freaking deal. Half you guys are just too lazy in it. It's our nose hair. It's our ear hair. It's attention. It's paying attention to detail. I'm going to tell you what aggravates the crap out of me.
Oh, here it comes. And I do agree with you about the nose and the ear hair. There is no excuse for having nose and ear hair that's longer than the hair on your head. None. Zero. It's so easy
to
trim.
Shouldn't be waving at me from across the table.
This is a guy that I don't even know how to tell you where I know him from because I'm sure he'll pick it up right away. But there is a guy that I have spent some time with. I spend time with a couple times a year, and his nose hair is literally whistles when he breathes in and out of his nose, and you can see the hairs moving.
It has to annoy him.
Please, please, I want to get him a trimmer for Christmas. Yeah. Just like send it to him and say, "Yeah, that's it,
fixed."
I'll pay someone to do it for you. Yeah. Just do it. So I don't have to look at it the next time we're eating a hamburger. I don't have to worry if your nose hair is flying into my hamburger.
It's fucking disgusting.
Hey, I got a YouTube channel. I talk about nose hair and ear hair, and I'm always on it. And do you believe I still miss it? So yeah, you still can miss it. You have to be on the attack with your appearance each and every day. So if you're out, you want to be sexy, you meet this new girl, listen, they want to look at you, and they want to be able to lick anything off of any part of your body.
Oh, that's not true.
That is not true. Let's hold on one second here, Frankie. Stop the tape. Let's talk about this for a second.
That's a sweeping assumption, Frankie.
I get the part of the relationship where you literally feel like you could eat somebody's face.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
That like such ravenous attraction, you just want to, you want to lick them all over.
Yeah.
But you don't, because there are certain parts of the body that probably aren't prime for licking.
You don't want your mouth on them.
Yeah, like the back of a knee or something. You just don't want your...
Definitely not a nose.
No, certainly not your inside your nose. And I'm sorry, it turns me on to no end, but I don't like when people stick their tongue in my ear.
No.
It drives me a little crazy, yeah. Actually. Yeah. It turns me on when you nibble on my ear, but when you stick your tongue in my ear...
Leave the tongues out of it.
No, I'm afraid, like, did I... When's the last time I used Q-tips?
Yeah.
At any time. So, being neat and clean, you just might get that.
Why is he standing in front of a train? Why is he outside at all if he's afraid a train's going to drive by?
It's so noisy. You're recording a video.
I know. The
there's
wind
no logic
blowing.
Whatsoever.
None.
And then he's annoyed that there's a train.
He's annoyed that there's outside noises, that the world's going
that
on around him.
He parked right next to it.
I know. And what is this empty parking lot? It's a train station. When you park at a train station, you should probably assume the train is coming.
It's coming.
Dumbass. Oh, he's back to the children's park here.
Perfect.
The playground, scaring off all the children.
Tip number 4. We're going to talk about posture. This is one of the most important ways of looking powerful rather than looking like a little sissy bitch, okay?
Oh. Shots fired.
Yeah, indeed.
Wow.
Throwing fireballs. What's up, Frankie?
You guys got their shoulders slumped down, their heads down. I've gone to the gym. I've seen guys with tremendous muscles that have poor posture. It doesn't look good. I've seen guys with less muscle have great posture. And when I talk about posture, guys, it's getting your shoulders back, okay? You hear this time and time again, but not too many of you guys will actually practice this, okay? It does take practice until you get used to it, but you know, there's a lot of short guys like myself, okay? I'm not...
How does this not surprise me?
Yes, yeah, Frankie.
I've always felt like he was a short guy, but now
yeah,
he said it out loud, I feel like he's a short guy.
Definitely a short guy.
Posture is something that is so hard to correct if you get it wrong.
Yes.
And with all of us having our heads down with the phones these days, it's, I think, more and more people just have weird posture.
Somebody over 50 is not changing their posture.
No. You go to a chiropractor.
Yeah, honestly.
Threatened by a taller guy, because most taller guys have piss poor posture, okay? Shorter guys, such as myself, with good posture, okay, can look taller. We can look more confident. You see, I'm not upset that I'm standing next to a taller man with poor posture, because we actually look better shorter with great posture.
I can just hear his mind going, like when he walks into a bar.
He's got such a great idea.
Yeah, he thinks he's got the best idea in the world. I'm going to go stand next to the tall guy with bad posture because I'll look better than he does. No, you won't.
No, you won't.
You want to know why? Because if you're tall, you will not struggle at all. Tall people just do things in the world we don't.
That's
I don't know.
True.
Chrissy and I have talked about this multiple times.
Yep.
Tall people always seem to be rich. You know what I'm saying? They have some kind of rich.
They don't have as much personality, that's for sure.
No.
You know? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the heels in his shoes. It's not his posture.
Oh, yeah. He uses George, what's fucking Ron DeSantis's his shoemaker?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, I've done a lot of research on this Ron DeSantis thing. There's no doubt he's wearing lifts.
Yes.
No doubt. And he still won't admit it. Like, okay, dude, you want to be a couple inches taller or you want to look, you know, closer to the height of Donald Trump or Joe Biden or whatever? It's okay.
Go
just tell
it.
Us.
Yeah,
yeah just tell
care.
Us. Wear heels. Wear heels. You might appeal to a certain segment of the
true.
Audience.
And when you walk in a room and you have great posture, what do you command? You command attention. It's the first thing that people notice about you. If you're blending in the crowd with bad posture, you're never going to get noticed. So if you want to emphasize your look, nothing can be more sexier than a man with confidence.
Why is he so dramatic? Nothing can be more sexy than a man who's confident. A man who's mostest confidentest.
I want that t-shirt more sexier.
More sexier. I am more sexier.
Number five. Okay.
Now he's in front of someone's house because he got kicked out of the park. This is the weirdest editing on a video I've ever seen.
What is he doing?
I have no idea.
It's
taking us on a tour of the greater Chicagoland area.
Now, in order to be sexy, you got to feel sexy. And how do you achieve that? It's easy.
You masturbate into your couch.
You subscribe to this channel, all right? And you hit that like button. Then you won't miss any of my videos that's going to teach you workout routine. You get a great skincare routine. You do all the right things when it comes to your nutrition. You get great hair. You
change
well.
Everything
you
about yourself.
Yeah, every single thing about yourself.
The way you eat, the way you brush your hair, the way you dress, your sleeping habits.
You could be a whole nother person if you subscribe to my channel and use Frankie's 367 steps to not
smash
be you.
Smash that button. That's
smash
right.
That like button. 367 short steps to not be you, because let's face it, no one likes you. Oh, Frankie, another meandering video. We learned one thing that I agree with him about. Gotta shave that nose and those ears, guys. Gotta
Please.
Do it. Trim them up. No one wants
but
to see that.
Leave the legs alone, for crying out loud.
Leave the what?
Legs.
Yeah, leave the legs
alone.
No one wants to see your shaved legs.
No.
Because once you start shaving your legs, you're gonna have to keep shaving your legs.
I can say that's true.
That's right. Astrid, she tells me, I fucking hate it. Like, it's just a thing that she has to do all the time. And I totally understand. I wouldn't want to do it either.
It's two-thirds of our body. It's a lot.
Oh, I never thought about that. Legs are two-thirds of your body.
Yeah.
Not my body. They're only 40% of my body. Oh, good old Frankie B. All right. Here's what you do. You go to tcbpodcast.com. That's where you can find out more about the show. All the audio and the videos right there from one location. The entire library. Some of you may have noticed that our YouTube channel has changed. We now have clips and a few of the full episodes. It's going to stay that way for just a little while Chrissy's out. So we'll have all the interviews that we do with the celebrities and such. They will be on YouTube, the full episodes, but then we'll put clips out of the other shows just to give you a little taste. We'll get back to the regularly scheduled program someday. Someday soon, I promise. If you want your free piggy fronting sticker, all you have to do is go to the website, hit the contact us button, drop down menu says I want my free sticker. Send us your physical address. Let us know if you want us to sign something. We will. We'll send it off. It'll be to you in a couple weeks. I'm actually going to have Chrissy sign those. I'm going to send them to Chrissy where she is and have them sign those. Chrissy, you're not 100% off the hook yet. 626 ask TCB the number 3. That's 1-626 ask TCB the number 3. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas, we take them all on that phone number. It's toll free. You can do it from anywhere in the world. You can also leave us a voice message, but be mindful, we may play that voice message here on the show, so don't say anything you wouldn't want your mom to know. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB podcast on TikTok, and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Clips, fully edited episodes of the interviews, and man, do we have some good interviews coming up, Tina.
Pretty excited.
Pretty excited myself. Okay. I think that's all I can do for today. I think we've done enough. So I'll say that I love you.
And I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Do yourself a favor. If you have a minute, think about Chrissy and her family tonight. They really need all the love and support that they can get. And so that's all I'll say about that for now. But until next time, Tina and I always say, we do say, and we must say, goodbye.
No, hell no.